Nicole, you hit play. At this time, I will call the regular business meeting for Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on May 2nd, 2024 at 12 p.m. And I would like to ask Trustee Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with this meeting, Lord, and as we go to swear in new officers, let us keep in mind of the families that lost loved ones that did not come home from work. They had plans, pick up milk, we're going to take someone to ball practice, etc. No one understands the work in taking care of a community. Let us respect our officers and allow us to have good officers. And Lord, we ask that you be with the way the world is and all the craziness that are on campuses. May it be peace and calm. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would like to ask Officer West and Officer, I am going to butcher your last name, so I'm going to call you Cole.
Yes.
To lead us in the pledge.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Lindsay, would you please give a trustee roll call?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to remind everybody this is a business meeting for the township. I would ask you to silence your cell phones and please keep all comments to yourself until after the meeting. This time, I would ask Chief Smith to come up and swear in his new officers, and our new officers.
Gentlemen, they have to swear in first. Probably should read the resolutions first if you'd like.
Sure, absolutely. Then we'll call you back up for the other stats.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Get an order. We ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to hire Frederick Rest as a full-time police officer beginning at Step D with a pay rate of $36.01 per hour. The employment start date is effective May 5th, 2024. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the Board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the Board and that all deliberations of this Board in any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Fiscal, is all the paperwork that you need completed on these gentlemen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, at this time I would so move to accept the resolution as written. I would ask if there's any discussion.
If there's no second, I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
You want this, Lindsay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Resolution 2024-060. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to hire Edmund Cole McClaskey as a full-time police officer, beginning at Step C with a pay rate of $29.60 per hour. The employment start date is effective May 5th, 2024. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the Board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the Board and that all deliberations of this Board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in an open meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC.
Fiscal, has all the paperwork been done on this gentleman?
Yep.
All right. Hearing that, I would move to accept the resolution as written and ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Okay.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It's a tough job. Families, you have a tough job.
Yeah, and to the families, I can't help but think about what we just have been seeing in the news, and I'm sure many families say not in this small little town, So my heart goes out to the families and to the officers about to take an oath to serve to make our community a safer community. So I thank you, parents, husbands, and loved ones, for the work that they will do.
Yeah, as do I. It's a sacrifice that you guys have to provide to allow them to protect us and our citizens, and we thank you for it. Chief, unless Mike has something.
Gentlemen, raise your right hands. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Frederick West.
I, Edwin McCleskey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And I will in all respects obey and comply with the resolution and rules.
And I will in all respects obey and comply with the resolutions and rules.
And regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township.
And the regulations as set forth by the Board of Trustees of the Franklin Township.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
And will faithfully discharge the duties of an officer with the Franklin Township Police Department.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Lieutenant, will you come up and let you and the chief get a picture with
you guys have met, Lindsay?
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for bringing your family.
Thank you.
Great.
Congratulations,
brother. You guys went up to the left. It's up to you.
This is good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you. You guys are welcome to stay for the meeting, but we will not be offended if you don't. We understand that you probably want to go out to lunch and celebrate this good occasion. But our prayers are with you.
You want us to sign these here?
Take care of the chief.
I'm not 100% sure. Sign those and then pass them over.
I've seen my friends.
Enjoy that day out of school. Got a whole afternoon now.
So when's your first day?
Yep.
Oh.
That sounds like my daughter Isabella. She wants to know.
Easy day.
That's all the paper.
I don't see Patty's picture here today.
She's not.
Okay.
I think we need to sign these, so I'll go ahead and make it official.
Yes.
Yeah, you see a lot of us. Thank you.
I'm your neighbor. That's what happens when you
cut coffee.
Let me just see.
What happens?
We have, no, we have to redo it. We can't screw
it. Yeah, what happens?
Guys, gentlemen, I'm going to need to redo it again. We need another form.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it had dropped one. Last trustee was dropped one.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get another
get
one.
Get it taken care of. Yeah. We don't need to hold them up.
You guys are
before their start day.
Yeah, I mean the resolutions.
The resolution.
Yeah, that's more. We'll have it already signed. They can sign it on their first day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason to hold them up and hold their food up.
Hold their food up, but they have a picture.
Just
account.
A little tip of the hat to Ralph.
Holy moly! Oh my God.
Come on up front here. You'll be next.
You want to sit, Chip? There's chairs now. Okay.
There's a chair back there now, too.
Nice to see your face, Jim.
All right. We'll let them mosey out. Then we're going to move on to new business. Patty Spencer is not here, but we are entrusted to a great lady from the Treasurer of State's office, and I will let Lindsay introduce her.
Yes, this is Brooke Billman. She is here to share with you guys some programs that the State Treasurer's office offers for Ohio residents.
It's so good to see you outside of another function.
Don't just stand here.
Whatever you like to do.
You want to face them, you can.
You want to face them?
Yeah.
We're nobody.
Well,
Thank you, Lindsay, for the introduction. As she
said,
my name is Brooke Bowman, and I realize the agenda says just Treasurer State, so I hope I didn't let anyone down not being Robert Spray. I am his Central Ohio representative, and I met with your fiscal officer last week and spoken to your township trustees before about our programs in the office, and I just wanted to come and let you know that there are two programs I wanted to talk about. In total, there are 11, so I won't spend time talking about all 11 of them. If you're interested in more information, I do have my card. I'd be happy to pass that out, or it is available on our website. So with the Treasurer State's office, there's a little bit of misconception. I realize by being his representative, people hear treasurer and they assume taxes and taking money. And in a general sense, he does oversee the state's taxes and revenues. We don't look at individuals or businesses. The programs available in his office are all service-based programs in effort to save Ohioans as much money as possible. Specifically, I'll be speaking on Ohio Homebuyer Plus and our Stable program. Ohio Homebuyer Plus is the newest program launched in January of this year, and that is primarily focused on getting Ohioans in their home, whether it be your first home or your primary house. We have partnered with financial institutions across the state of Ohio. We're sitting at over 20 banks or credit unions that are offering this savings program. So you go into a participating financial institution, you open up a savings account with them. At minimum, you have to place in $100, and that account can hold up to $100,000. Depending on which bank you go to or credit union, they'll offer you some sort of interest rate on it. Our office is offering above 2.5% right now. And then the plus part of this program is you can also stack it with other grants and loans to get a higher interest rate. So there is an opportunity to make up to 8 to 10% on this specific program. You would then take the money, ideally, and use it for either the down payment on the house or closing costs. That program came to be because of the housing concerns that we have heard throughout the last year facing Central Ohio and facing somewhat part of the state. We realize that does not offer a complete solution to the housing crisis. We are hoping that it is able to help some people though. So if you are interested in more about that program specifically, I do have pamphlets with me. I'd be happy to give it to you, or we can always meet one off of that. The other program I wanted to spend a little bit of time on is our Stable program. Very similar to Ohio Homebuyer Plus, it is another savings account. This one in particular is a savings account for persons of disabilities. So if you've been diagnosed with a disability from 0 to 26 years old, you could open up this savings account. And what we've realized with this program is it really helps loosen that financial burden often for the caretakers and the person with disabilities, allowing them to have full access to their money. If they do not have a job, per year they're allowed to put in $17,000 and some change. If they do have a job, up to $35,000 and some change. We do not oversee that account. It is their money. They can use it however they please. Comma, little asterisk there, it has to be used to better quality their way of life. So the money could be used down at your local gas station for a carton of cigs or a handle of liquor. Might make you feel better, but that doesn't really help your way of life. However, you could use it for home improvements. You could use it for vacations. You could use it for medical expenses. So there really is opportunities to help improve their way of life, and that is really the idea of that program. I will tell you that we realize 26 is kind of a short span. In the year 2026, that age is getting increased to 46 years old. So it'll loop in adults with disabilities, veterans with diagnosed PTSD disabilities, and we're very excited about that. That is a year and a half off, but we do want to tell people that we have, again, heard concerns of that age limit and we are increasing it. Those are the two programs I wanted to speak on. If there are any questions, I'll be here for the remaining of the meeting. Happy to speak afterwards or provide any pamphlets or my business card. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question, if I may.
Yeah.
So people that may just want to, you know, some right now CDs are getting like 5%, 5.25%, and you were saying some of the interest was pretty high. Is it an opportunity for people to put, you know, instead of buying a CD, doing this to actually be able to better their life with more income versus the 5% that they get from a CD?
For which program?
I don't know the names of them, but was there a program?
Stable or Ohio Homebuyer Plus?
Whichever one.
I would say you're probably asking about Stable.
Okay. Stable specific questions, I would encourage you to reach out to our director, so I'd be happy to give you her email, and she'd be able to better, just a little bit better at answering the questions about how we're stable.
Because I know a lot of people, a lot of our residents, you go to your local bank, you can get a CD rate, and with the rates being high right now, I didn't know if this would be something that would be, you know, as I heard you say, up to $100,000.
Yeah, that'd be for Ohio Homebuyer Plus then.
Right, and then the other program, I didn't know if there's a limit or not, or if they have an offer that the interest rate would be more, even better competitive than what your local branch is. So, just curious.
Gotcha. I will give you her email afterwards, and then I'll be happy to connect you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. And I would just ask if you could leave some pamphlets, because we do video it and put it out on YouTube, so if anyone sees it, wants to come in and pick up pamphlets, we'll have them here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is Franklin County Sheriffs. They're not here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we're going to move down to Mr. Tate.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, I called him Mr. Tate today because he's on official business.
My name is Chip Tate. I am the block watch captain of the Rosemont, and we changed the name to the Rosemont Triangle Block Watch. We are putting on an event with coordination with Chief Arnold, Chief Smith. It's a traveling touch-a-truck. It will be on Rosemont Avenue. I'm going to leave some flyers in the back. That way, if somebody wants to see the flyer, it's on Rosemont from 12 to 12:45. And then from 1 to 1:45, it's going to be at Randsburg. Hot dogs, passing out a few giveaways for the children. Trying to build the block watches. I'm trying to build mine because I want the biggest one. I want the best one. I stated that when I started this. Need participation though, and so hopefully this helps. In coordination with Mike, really appreciate the help, the head banging, and everything. And another thing I'd like to thank the board on is you putting these meetings on YouTube videos. We average anywhere between 20 and 22 views when we post it on our Block Watch page.
Good.
It helps. I've heard feedback. It helps on, it's like today, we had a bunch of people in here limited on parking. People work, and people really appreciate that you guys put those on, and then we're allowed to share them. So I'm gonna leave flyers back here in the back. If it rains on Saturday, which it's supposed to, but it's supposed to cut off around 10 o'clock, I think it is. We are going to make the call Saturday morning, whether we're still gonna have it or not. And if it's canceled, then it's the 11th. Same times, everything. But these flyers will be back in the back. Like to see everybody come out. And that's all I have, and thanks for your time.
Chip, can you make sure you give me a call if it's canceled?
Yes.
I might not see it on Facebook. I might be around Facebook, but I'm going to try to make it by your place.
Also,
just thought of this. Since you're getting so much traction on posting it on your Facebook and people seeing it, you might want to get Brooks contact information and maybe have her, because you have, where you have your meetings at again?
Here.
Yeah. I knew, but I want you to just remind everybody of when it is and all that, and maybe she can come back if anyone has questions. You can coordinate with her to answer questions.
Tell everybody when your first meeting is going to be, Chip, since you got this.
First meeting after the touch truck event will be May 15th, and on the 15th, people that are registered with our block watch We are giving some lucky person four Columbus Clippers tickets, parking pass, and it is a Dime a Dog night. So, and we got donation for that. So, we're trying because people need to know that there's outside of you guys, law enforcement, fire department, there's people out here trying to build up this community. Because this community is worth building up.
Yes, it is.
And any other questions for me?
Thanks, Jim.
What time on the 15th?
Oh, our meeting?
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right here.
Awesome. Thank you,
Thanks
Chip.
For coming,
hey,
Chip.
Thank you.
I feel better.
Before the department heads, I would like to ask John if he would. We have had some questions from the audience. So.
Okay. First, we have on the list is Brenda Fuller.
Reminder: everybody has 3 minutes. We will not interrupt, but we will answer if we can after you're done speaking.
I'm Brenda Fuller.
Hi, Brenda.
And I live in Moneyback. Okay, so I have a few questions. Okay. I don't understand what the special called meeting is for if it's things that can be done the next day at the regular meeting. Number two, home rule. When are we going to find out when you're going to be putting out information about home rule? And is home rule going to be put on the fire levy this November as one package?
Okay. Are you that's on your
okay?
You got it, John?
Yep.
Go ahead.
So the meeting yesterday that we had, yesterday we had to have an executive meeting. In order to go into an executive meeting, we have to have a special meeting to go into an executive. So there was stuff that we had that we probably could have waited to today, but since we could just go ahead and move through it, it wasn't like spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that's why we got that taken care of. On the township, I believe we're doing a town chief. Where are we at? There you go. We're looking at doing what is called a township-wide levy. With a township-wide levy, what it does is it does away with all the fire levies that we have, and you have one levy. Anyone that is annexed into the city from the township, and we know one big vendor that you can gamble at, will have to pay this as well. So we're looking at just that one vendor, when we tried it before, was $1.2 million. So potentially what this does, it helps us keep two fire stations and keeps our price low. So it's a yes and no vote. Yes, you believe that, you know, people that have dined and dashed and annexed to the city for whatever reason should be responsible to help keep the Franklin Township going. A no vote means no, we'll try to do it the best way we can. But every time we lose a parcel, a piece of property, what ends up happening, you and I and everybody picks up the extra money every time, because we need to make the levy stretch as far as we can. The current levy that we have is what is called a time levy. I personally am against them. It is hard to keep good working people. We just saw two people be hired for the police. Last year we were able to pass a permanent levy for the police. They know they got a permanent job. If for any reason the levy does not pass at all, when it's a permanent, you're going to immediately lay off people. It's hard to have people work on a temporary levy, correct? So temporary levies should have been used for a new piece of equipment, a fire truck, a police car, and when those things are paid off, that levy goes away. But for some reason, years ago, that was put on that way. I have no idea why. But in order for us to keep good quality people, the lowest man on the totem pole is probably worried, him and his family.
Orange County may say, hey, we'll hire you. We don't have that problem. We have a permanent levy and we get the same amount every year, and you can start with us and maybe make $2,000 more a year. I'm sure the chief has saw people lose to that, so that'll help fill this. And I know I went long, but I wanted everyone at home as everywhere else to understand what's the difference between that.
But to sum up your question, to answer your question, yeah, so we have fire, whatever type of levy we put on, and the home rule will be on, both will be on the ballot in November.
But as one?
No.
Or separate?
No, they have,
so
to, be,
if
they
you
have
vote,
to be separate.
So if you vote for the fire levy, you're not voting for home rule?
No, because it
so
has to be separate.
You can vote
go,
yes
yeah.
on one and...
No on the other.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
Yep.
Sorry, but I just want to make sure everybody knew what this was.
And as far as when we put out the information, that's a very good question. I've wondered that myself, and I've brought it up. So it's in discussion, and I don't have an... If I had an answer, I'd give you the answer today, but I think that conversation has to happen
soon.
Soon,
yeah.
So
we're still gathering
that's
numbers.
That's what I'm trying to let you know. I have asked that question myself, and...
Because I think the sooner that we know, the sooner we can get the information out.
And absolutely. I can't agree with you more.
I would I would honestly expect something probably midsummer.
Because we got to have it on the ballot by a certain time or
August
it doesn't go on.
8th. I think it's 8th.
Okay.
I think it's the 8th, yeah.
Let me restart this.
Reset.
Okay, next on the list we have Cindy.
Let's talk about what, home rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn more about it. I know that those of us that are here have kind of a clue as to what home rule really is and what it does, but how is the community at large, who don't attend meetings or see things, going to learn about what home rule is and what its benefits or liabilities are? How many residents do we have? 10,000, 15,000?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to find out? And instead of going to the ballot and like, what the heck is this?
Well, that's part of our, is that all your question?
I'm yeah, sorry. I'm just trying
okay.
to discern well, how we're going to get the news out.
Well, that's part of the discussion that we're having, of working with Mr. Mazur and some
okay.
other places. We're good to develop a plan to get it out. Social media is one is going to be very hot because I know not everyone, but there is a demographic that,
right.
that really depends upon social media.
Right, I know.
And that, you know, we're looking at that and some other ideas. Some of the other ideas is possibly having town halls throughout the township.
Good. Because I want to make sure everybody knows what the heck we're looking at.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of commercial businesses that it would affect as well, and they need to be aware of.
There's a lot of spokes in this wheel.
Right.
And we want to make sure we have all of our spokes tightened down. We have all the answers for everybody.
Sweet.
So, you're going to hear us talk a lot about it.
Good.
But then it just takes some time. To put it together, and we'll be there.
Okay.
And I think
we'll depend upon people like you and Brenda and Chip to have block watches and different things to also help us.
As I learn about it, you know, I'm willing to be a proponent for you guys to help people be educated because
sure.
we need to know.
Well, yeah, and we appreciate you because you rain, sleet, snow, you're here at the meetings and you want the information, and we appreciate you.
And one of the other things I think that we need to do, because what we've seen before through so many different levies, so many different things that require it going to the public, is inquire with someone in a professional that does this.
Right.
To give us guidance to
right.
say, you know, that's not the best way, this is, to kind of give us, to make sure that we have the greatest opportunity to be able to get this through.
Yeah, because I'm concerned about how it affects us and,
right.
you know, all different kinds of things and how it's going to be
implemented.
Yeah.
So you know how that gave you that flyer the last time
right.
we had a meeting?
Right.
I'm not opposed to my personal feelings. I passed out stuff for Chip Tate's Block Watch meeting because I'm not really in the triangle. I'm on the outside of it,
yeah.
but I consider myself in the triangle, and I'm trying to help Chip with his block watch meeting. Right. I'm not opposed to passing out flyers.
And neither am I, just
and,
so
I
that
mean,
you know.
And if we can't use taxpayer money to print them, I'll pay to print my own, and I will cover the triangle.
Yeah. I mean,
if we can just get the information in their hands, like I still have it in here today.
Right.
That them get it in their hands and let them read it, but I still think it needs explanation.
I
read that, and I have many questions when I read it. And but at least they'll, if they're interested,
right.
They'll seek out where they can find more information or call Nicole or Steve or any of us.
Any of us, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my plan.
Yeah, I just want to back you guys up and know more.
Sure.
So that I have knowledge that can be shared.
Yeah.
One of the things I like to see is to have a committee put together.
I'm on it.
And we'll and I'm putting your name down already.
If we can
have, you know, we haven't voted on it, but you know, I like to see a committee of residents, because it's better coming from you possibly than coming from us.
Yeah, and we need to know everything that it lays out so that we can get this done.
Yeah.
And unless we talk about it,
yep.
Residents are gonna be like, huh, what?
Right.
Who cares?
Absolutely.
Right.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you
for your interest.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have on the list Jan.
I'm on the committee with her.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say thank you. Everybody, please be safe out there. Please. And thank you for all you do.
We try. We can't make everybody happy all the time, but we try. All right.
Mr. Chairman, that is all that I have on this list. All speaker cards are accounted for.
Thank you. All right. Moving on. Chief Smith, it's your time again.
Thanks, sir. Jump ahead just for a second. So I know I let the board know, but just for the public, we did get our two new speed trailers in. Both of those have been set up and deployed. Jim installed a sign on each one for us. Thank you, Jim. So we have currently one on Hart Road and one on Climb Road, and then I will give those stats as we have them.
I think the one on Climb Road is working. I was coming up Climb. Mm-hmm. And
no,
traffic immediately in front of me started braking, and I'm thinking someone's turning, and they saw the sign, so it's working.
Yeah, it even has a red and blue flasher on it too. Once you've hit 10 miles an hour,
yeah.
For the
so great investment.
So, no, that's great, and it's not even taxpayer money; it's the government ARP fund. So, that's a great addition to our arsenal.
So, thank you, Mr. Mazur, for finding that money.
Is it keeping track of the numbers, like who's speeding and all that?
It doesn't record the vehicle itself,
right.
Just the data.
Okay,
right.
Thanks.
Stats for April, any questions on that?
Mm-hmm.
Stats for April, we had 11 assist other units, 11 burglaries, 1 bad check, 2 DOAs, 5 animal complaints, 35 non-injury accidents, 26 injury accidents, 10 hit-skip accidents, 2 hit-skip injury accidents, 42 domestic disputes, 7 fights, 31 thefts, 2 missing persons, 2 persons with a gun, 1 person with a knife, 2 robberies, 14 shots fired, 11 stolen vehicles, 3 recovered vehicles, 16 suicide attempts, 84 suspicious persons, 46 suspicious vehicles, 12 vandalisms, 10 threat harassment complaints, 48 alarm drops, 8 assaults, 113 traffic offenses, 5 overdoses, 38 vehicles were impounded, 51 reports taken, and 31 citations were issued.
Wow.
I'm glad we waited to read those stats after we swore the officers in, because they might have ran.
Well, I went back to Asheville. Yeah. The older speed trailer was on, we've had it on Richmond Road. Total vehicles, and this is going to be going, coming westbound, going towards the school. 6,406 total vehicles, 1,905 violators. The average speed, though, is 34 to 25, 70% of being the speed limit. We have had officers monitoring also after the fact, keeping an eye on the speed and stuff like that.
That might be one of the areas we use the traffic grant for.
Yeah.
Do we ever feel that with the company that we had with the laser that mailed them the ticket in from the car, that we'll ever be able to get back to that?
I have not heard where that's at in the Supreme Court. I know the Ohio Supreme Court has made some changes to the way they do the hearings, where the administrative hearings have been outlawed. So we're kind of back to having to use Columbus Municipal Court, and that's kind of where the hang-up is. It'll cost us more to run the program than it would actually generate.
So it may not even pursue through the Supreme Court at this point?
Well, it's not even a legality issue. We're allowed to do it. You just have to have a municipal court willing to play ball and help you with the hearings.
What does Cleveland, they were one of the biggest components in this, wasn't they? They were leading the charge. Do we know what Cleveland is doing?
Not Cleveland per se. There was a couple of smaller agencies up north in that area that have municipal courts. So if
they
you,
work with them.
Yeah, so an example like Grove City would hear their own cases, so they would, it would kind of be all inclusive where we have to partner with another agency.
Is it Columbus or Franklin County?
Columbus.
So we would have to only, our only choice is to partner with Columbus?
Because that's a court of record.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else for us?
Yes, sir. So the board voted, and I don't recall the meeting, to purchase two of the Flock cameras after the presentation was done by the company. We started going through the setup process this week, and I got a call back from the rep. Just a little background for the public. Even though the township would only have two cameras, our officers can access every camera in the area, all the way from Whitehall, Columbus, Prairie Township, Havenwood. They would have free, unrestricted access to those cameras and those hits on the cameras, which is the main reason that we proposed to get two cameras, because that was a minimum to give us access. So they called back and said, hey, we made a mistake. You need four cameras now, not two, if you want access. Otherwise, you'll want to get access to the two cameras we install. My personal opinion, that's bad business. If the board chooses, we could invoke our attorneys.
What I would do, Chief, and this is my opinion, I would call them back, and this is if we agree. I would let them know that, or even Steve, if you craft a letter and send them that, they, you know, in a public meeting that was done by Zoom and seen by all, you sold us a product of good faith. We bought the product, and now you say you made a mistake, and you want to charge the residents of Franklin Township more to have access to the Flock cameras, which is the whole purpose that we bought it, is so that we can share information throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
If they so wish to change this, if they've had a change of heart, then we are going to have our legal get involved, and we're going to ask for payment of the legal services since they've changed, or in their case, they said they made a mistake. A mistake on their part shouldn't be an emergency on us, or it should not be a cost to the public because they made the mistake. And they even said, we made a mistake. Well,
right.
Honor what you said. We're talking as easy as a flip of a switch and giving us access.
Right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that the guy who represented himself on that video, just my recollection, that he said he was like the president or the vice president of the company. Wasn't like a salesman made a mistake.
Right.
This is a person that's higher up in the company and should honor what they say. And we took them on a good faith. We sat through their presentation and everything, and so I'm in agreement.
Okay.
In agreement with John.
Mr. Fleshman, I agree with Mr. Fleshman on this also. Would you like to make a motion?
Do you want me or you?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion. be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board allow the chief with the administrator to craft a letter and stating as what was said here today that this is not acceptable to have a Zoom meeting sell a product to us under promise. We then took actions and voted and allowed money for it just to say that they were wrong. We are asking for this to either one, be changed, and if not, we will get our legal involved, and it will be at their expense, not the taxpayers' expense.
Because you have four people, and them even admitting that they made the mistake.
Right.
It's not on us or our residents. So I would gladly second that.
Oh, it's tantamount to bait and switch.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. So I will second that, and I would ask for a roll call.
Okay. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything
else?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, moving on. Chief Arnold. Come on down.
And I'd be happy to be here for that. Or I'll make it.
I just have some stats for you. Franklin Township Fire Department took 842 runs. Of those runs, 668 were in the city, 111 were in the township, 3 in Jackson Township, and 10 were in Prairie Township. Of those runs, we had 19 fires, 8 of which were structure fires, 5 cardiac arrests with 2 return of spontaneous circulation. One of those runs would have been the crash on the ramp of 192s.
Showed up.
What was your response time on that?
That made your average response time come down.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, they did. The medic, it was 12:30 at night, and the medic had just got back from a run, so they were getting into bed and heard it. They woke everybody else up. They walked out.
Was it impaired? Was there a reason?
No idea. Went off the road, hit the ditch, and flipped up onto the ramp.
Mm. Anything else for us?
I do not have anything else for you.
Thank you. Moving on to
real quick.
Oh, you're fine.
I just want to thank you for Chip. Thank you guys, but me personally, you guys and Byron too met me for the Block Watch thing. You guys have been nothing but great pulling all this off. We're just trying to. I know when Chip read that 45 minutes doesn't seem like a lot of time, but we're not trying to take you guys out of service for a long period of time. We're trying to gather some children, let them have a little bit of fun while the children are there with your men and things in the police department. We can get the parents to do the Block Watch thing. So I want to personally thank you and Byron publicly.
Happy to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Stevens, you're up, sir.
I'm up. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
All right. On the agenda, it has discussion about a new hire for us. And I have brought the board up to attention. Tommy Cheshire will be retiring on May 31st. He's done on May 31st. So we have started going through all of our applicants, vetting. We've vetted a few applicants already, and we've come up with a gentleman that we would like to try to bring on. His name is Joe Hall. He has quite a bit of excavating experience, equipment experience. So, you know, that's going to be a huge.
Is he from this area or a township resident?
I'm sorry?
Is he in this area a township resident?
He's down by Asheville.
Okay.
He's down by Asheville. What I would like to have, I'd like to ask the board to have permission to go ahead and move forward with all of the pre-hire prerequisites we have to do with the pre-hire drug screening. And then on the meeting on May 16th, bring a resolution back to the board to go ahead and pass to bring Joe on with a start date of 5/19, which would be the start of that pay period. I'd like to get him in before Tommy actually goes.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we get the paperwork and drug testing and physicals, DOT physicals in line before next meeting.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. I know that we're spending money on a drug test, and et cetera.
That
I
should
believe
be a
it
resolution.
Needs to be a resolution.
Yes. You're correct. Do we have a resolution number?
I do not.
No, we'll have it for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So resolution X.
Resolution number to be determined. Will be read at the next meeting, but we will do the resolution today to do all the drug screening, physical, and get the paperwork done so we can have him involved. Just a reminder, anytime that we're going to need a resolution, we need to make sure we get that ahead of time.
I thought it was just needed to be a motion to move.
Anytime there's money involved, it has to be a resolution. That's just a reminder to you.
Yep. No, Jim, that's what we talked about. Yeah. The motion. Yeah, to start the process. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
To seek out a person doesn't take anything other than taking the applicants, and that would be a motion. But to then go to the next step where you're starting the actual process with drug screening and things of that nature.
So, I mean, do I need to wait until the next meeting before I even send him off to do that?
Well, Mr. Chairman, in my opinion, that the fact that we're here and that he's leaving and we needed to have the person, we have no choice.
Yeah, we really don't have any choice to go ahead and do the resolution today.
Just thought it was a motion, not a resolution today.
So. Yeah, just a reminder to all of our department heads that are still sitting here, if there is money involved, it must be a resolution, and Mr. Mazur needs to be made aware of that Monday before.
Actually,
Friday before the meeting. There's a lot of wheels that's turning, a lot of different directions, but just a reminder to all the department heads.
Yeah,
that,
not a problem.
But yeah, we'll do a resolution today. Resolution 2024-XXX to do the drug testing, the DOT physical. Do you have a dollar amount on that?
No, I don't. I spoke with Mr. Mazur about it the other day about getting this all set up. We just got to get that done.
Do you think it'll be more than $1,500?
That's
okay, not to exceed $1,500. The resolution will be not to exceed $1,500.
Pension physical is $600.
Okay. Yeah, not to exceed $1,500. And that's it.
I would second that motion.
Okay.
Or
Jim?
Resolution.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. I do want to ask a question.
Okay.
I don't know if he's all done with that part or not. So with his excavating experience and stuff like that, I was looking at the contract this morning, and I'm wondering where he's going to fall in, you know, like A, B.
We're kind of...
If you don't have a decision
yet. We're kind of tossing
yet.
Out around right now.
Okay.
I mean, we feel that, I mean, he's got enough experience to benefit us to maybe start off at that second tier, not.
And then I'm thinking Tommy probably's up there, so
yeah, Tommy's already talked
your
out. Yeah.
Budget's going to probably
yeah.
balance.
Yeah. Actually, it's going to save money.
And I was just checking on it. That was
yeah.
it.
No, that's fine.
Good question.
The other thing that was on the agenda that I was asked to put together. This is information that I have for you on the two properties. I got something sticky on my shoe. I think it's that tape I just pulled off my foot.
Is that waterproof?
Yeah.
I just have this in my thing. I don't know what it was in my folder.
That was from last
year. Lindsay, I'll give you this in my
hand. Oh, you're fine.
We had two properties that was brought to my attention that we've actually been working on. Two big projects. We've got one at 1851 Richmond. We had a resident request that the open ditch in front of his residence be piped, filled in, backfilled. And merely it is just so he can mow it easier. There is no dire need or an emergency reason to actually put pipe in. Like major corrosion of the ditch or anything like that. We went down, we did all the measuring. It's an actual 18-inch pipe, and if you're looking at your pictures, go to the third picture, that's the size of pipe that it is that's coming from the neighbor's house. It's an 18-inch pipe. We cannot choke that down. It has to stay the same. you look at the first picture, this is the neighbor that's mowing the same ditch and doesn't really seem to have an issue with it.
This is the property that we that we I was with you to look at, and when you got a hold of, talked to the county,
yeah,
saying that,
yeah,
okay, their recommendation is not to fill it in.
Yeah, back in 2010, the Franklin County drainage engineers asked that all townships don't, it was around 2010, it was brought to my attention, don't pipe open ditches. They're open ditches for a reason, unless there's an absolute need to have that done. This gentleman is just wanting the ditch filled in, primarily so to make it easier. He's had some knee surgeries to make it a little bit easier on him. But if you look, we put the cost together. All together, it's going to be about 150 foot of 18-inch double wall pipe. It's kind of expensive.
So, Mr. Stevens, if I may, what if I'm looking at the picture where, you know, it kind of comes up here?
Yes.
What if we was to make that into a great area and the water to kind of, if we didn't fill the ditch in but made it more of a gradual, like a...
What you have is you have three sections. You can almost, that's why I try to put all the pictures together.
Sure.
So you can see it.
The
part that you're talking about, John, what we were thinking about doing was actually building a catch basin there to catch that, but that's just an area that's not much bigger than this.
Gotcha.
And then if you look past that, the little mowed area, then you've got another big section, and then on the other side of the driveway is another big section. So there's like three parts that would have to be piped in.
I agree with the way the ditch is, even like one where I live, we get that quick downpour for 15 minutes, it's full.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly drains.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that the drain can handle that much rain that quick. So in essence, ditches do work exactly what they're supposed to. But I don't know if he push mows this or uses a tractor.
He uses the way he explained it was he push mows the ditch.
Okay. Because if it was, I understand, because there's a ditch by me, and a lot of times I take my zero turn down in there just to keep it down. And it's concurred in a way that it's not just like straight down. So I didn't know by looking at this with the weeds, if the grass was already cut, it would answer the question. Because I look at this section and I can see, is it the same
ditch?
Yeah.
John, not to interrupt you, but I was out there because I wanted to take a look at it, and I worked with Jim. It's the same ditch. It's,
yeah, then you were easily able to. I get it that when you let it get to this point, it holds moisture and water, and then you try to get in there and it's going to be muddy.
His main concern is, like I said, he had knee surgery, and he said the difficulty of actually push mowing down into the ditch. Another situation that the township would probably run into, how about the neighbor across the street that's got an open ditch?
Yeah.
And they see us doing this one.
Right.
You set a precedence.
Yeah.
You know?
And the recommendation of the county, if I remember right, was to leave open ditches
open. Leave open ditches open.
That's what they said today. That,
yeah. Okay. Unless there's a new build going in, just like we had to do down on Richter, if there's a
right
new build coming in, then they want us to pipe it.
Right.
So.
Well, I took the original call.
Okay.
And I went there and I talked to the man and I put you and him together.
Mm-hmm.
And your
nice conversation
back with him was you were presenting this at the meeting,
mm-hmm,
and you were going to get back to him. So you presented
will
it today and you're going to get back to him with this. And it sounds like the board is, the recommendation is that we really can't do anything about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, in my opinion, would be just that. After looking at this and seeing it in totality, that I can't see where we would need to do
just
that.
My only question is, it was pointed out to me, many ditches on that road are filled in.
Okay. How many? That's a good question.
So
do we
not that
I didn't say you filled in.
Oh, no, I'm just
I didn't
that
say I'm saying there maybe the homeowner filled them in, or
mm-hmm,
you know, time has gone by.
I mean, it's something that I can present to the resident too, is back in the day, the way that it was stated that if the resident pays for the pipe and the dirt, we'll do the work.
You did exactly what I wanted to have happen.
Okay.
I got a phone call. Mm-hmm. I went and talked to the man. I promised nothing. I said I would put you and him together, and you've done everything was pleasant and everything, and you've done what you've done. I'm just stating that I was also there, and as you drive down that road, many ditches on that road are filled in, and I believe that's what, when you have a conversation, he's going to say to you.
I had a nice long conversation, a very good conversation with him. He's doing a lot of, actually, he is in the business of doing roads and ditches.
But he's not allowed to do it himself. There you go.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, say that the original phone call went to me and I took care of it.
Sure.
But I just wanted to lay that out there. So
sure.
I don't know what, if we do, I don't think there needs to be anything other than Jim get back and explain to
I'll get back in touch with him.
What has to happen.
Sure.
I understand his concern 100%. You know, it's tough when you are immobile.
Yes, it is. Any more questions on that one?
No.
Okay. The other address, 141 Coolidge, which Mike, we spoke about this one here also. This actual partial has been on our radar for quite a few years. Miss Sutton, who owns the property, she's voiced her opinion quite a few times about how her backyard holds water, and I think John, you maybe, so we've been out there on a couple different occasions with our transit. We've shot all the elevations around her house, and unfortunately where her yard lies is a very low spot in that area. All the way around, everything travels downhill. She had reached back out to the county drainage engineer, and they went out there, Mr. Murphy went out and met with her to explain the same thing that we had, because they shot elevation, same thing, she's got a low spot. Well, Mr. Murphy went back and actually was able to dig up a set of plans and was kind enough to give me a copy of them. These are from 1953, when that development was built. And if you look at the very last page on what I gave you, the partial that is highlighted with orange is this address, 141 Coolidge. The pink line coming through it, if you follow the pink line, it goes right down through there. That was an open ditch at the time when the housing development was built. So it was already a natural swale, a low spot. What Mr. Murphy has found out is apparently it wasn't, the piping wasn't completed. The storm drainage when they built the house, because actually the ditch goes under her house. So it's just a very unfortunate situation, just because the way that Mother Nature made the ground, you know, water's going to pool in that area. And the prints pretty much is a telltale story on just that.
And I think this year too, being an unprecedented season with the amount of rain that we had, so.
Yeah, I feel for her, I do. I mean, her backyard does get flooded. Quite a bit of water. With that being said too, I've met with Mr. Murphy. Like I said, we were working on this when you contacted me about it. It was something we'd already been in the works for. They came out and we have came up with somewhat of a solution, but the only thing that we can provide is an outlet for the resident themselves. In the alley in behind Coolidge, heading south towards the old UAW building, there's a catch basin right there. We feel that we could put a catch basin in the alley and run piping all the way, 200 and I think it was like 250 foot, somewhere like that, all the way up the alley. I don't know what all kind of utilities are gonna be involved in this. This is what I'm working with the county engineers on. And tie that catch basin in behind this 141 Coolidge into the catch basin up at Harding and the alley. The only thing is, it would then be the resident's responsibility to hire a contractor to put drainage from her yard into our catch basin. We can't go out of the right of way and do that for her.
So have you spoke to Mr. Murphy since her meeting with him on Friday?
I've tried to get a hold of Donnie. I actually tried to call him twice today.
Because I went to her house on this Saturday.
Okay.
And she gave me all this stuff from him and said we were supposed to contact him and stuff. And you said you were going to, so I didn't bother you with it. You said you were going to. And But I need you to know that he represented to her, because you told me just exactly what you explained here, that this could come at an expense to her.
Correct.
And he told her that there are grants and there is money to do that, that it would not be out of pocket to her. Now, I'm just representing what she told me.
She would have to do the applications.
I have not spoke to Mr. Murphy because that's not my wheelhouse, that's yours, and I will stand out of it. So I just want to let you know what my last conversation with her was, and so hopefully this might come a little bit clear, become a little bit more clear when you and Mr. Murphy can get together.
Yeah, I tried to call Donnie twice today.
And get to something, but I mean, we need, so number one, I want to be kept in the loop on the first one, on everything, and I want to be kept in the loop on this one. Every communication that goes back and forth, like when you hear from Mr. Murphy, if this is the case, then, because I told her I would keep her, because like you said, this is ongoing for a long time. And I'm just going to be honest about it. They feel neglected. And I'm not throwing blame here. I'm just telling you. And I took it on. And so I told her that I would write it out with her. Whatever you give me, I'll take to her. Yeah. But I'm going to do so. Both things that I work on, I'm going to follow it through.
I'll be more than happy to keep you all in the loop. Little bit of history on that, and I know Mrs. Sutton just never really liked the answers that I could give her, but I had no other answers to give her than what we're seeing with our transit and Chutney elevations. One thing that I'm working with Mr. Murphy on right now is, and I will probably have to draft up a letter and asking for this help, is coming up with a game plan, and then they will do all the construction drawings for us. So as soon as we get everything done that way.
We just get a lot of people involved in this, and you know, it's that old thing, whisper in somebody's ear and it gets to the back of the room and it's all changed.
Okay.
And so if everybody can just work together on it and everything.
How we get things done.
Yes. So that's the purpose for asking those to be placed on the agenda today.
Sure, I appreciate that. Any more questions on that one?
Nothing on that one, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
You have started your rounds of House Bill 50 looking for properties, and
it's on my stat list.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh no. No, we were asked to start on stats first meeting. So
yeah.
I got some for you.
Awesome.
So for in April, we took 27 loads of brush, truckloads of brush, picked up 15 illegal tires, did all the signage up and down Harrisburg Pike, and did a lot of signage repair throughout the township. Still have a little bit more to do. Mowed all the township right-of-ways twice, mowed the township cemetery twice, installed a new flag, pole, flag, and everything in the cemetery. Picked up three huge, large loads of dump trash and furniture, Big Run, Ray Avenue, in the Triangle. We've started to cut back all of our alleys with the boom bar. We did storm drain repair on El Paso, Rosemont, and Richter. Richter was a huge project that we were working on. Did some more mower maintenance. We sent out 22 mow letters, so we've got 22 of them on the books now. We picked up our new leaf vac, and we've got it all ready to go for this new upcoming season. One thing that I will be bringing back to the board is the playground in Havenwood is in dire need of some new mulch, but it's going to have to be a certain mulch. I've got a hold of Kurtz Brothers. It's going to have to be a certain mulch that's not dyed. That way the kids are in it. They're not, I know I spoke with Mr. Mazur about it too, and there's a certain mulch for playgrounds.
Okay.
So, other than that, it's...
I have a question. On the House Bill 51 where you mow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was told that you and James went out to the property on Wilson, right?
Correct.
And determined that that did not meet the specifications.
To us, from being able to look through the fence,
this had the two car haulers, one in the yard and one in the drive.
I didn't see a car hauler in
there. Oh, there was a dumpster in there. There's like a 20-yard dumpster in the driveway.
I'm not sure Sam's gave you the right address then. So are you turning on Wilson, and it's the very first house on your left?
Yeah, you have the corner right. You got the house on the corner that faces your street, and then it's the very next one on the left hand side.
So if you can do me a favor, you guys check the township once a week. You said on Mondays. No, but I mean, I thought the plan on Mondays was that you guys drive through the township, like you're looking for brush and different things like that. Whatever the days are, can you keep an eye on that property and let me know when it meets those specifications? Because my own personal opinion, it meets them now. And maybe my opinion on how it looks and James' opinion and your opinion differ, but I'm telling you, it looks like hell.
So how high is it? I mean,
so I got, I invite you to drive by.
Yeah, I will. But I mean, one of the things is, what looks like 6 inches to me, it may be.
And it does it have to be consistent?
Do we have to
6 or 8 inches all the way across, or these things that we have that shot up here and there and everywhere?
That's kind of, I don't mean to make it sound bad, but that's kind of a gray area too, because the weeds will grow up quicker than the actual grass.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at is the grass height. You know, Kyle may have even sent him a letter because the front yard does look bad. But a lot of that is, you got some grasses that grow up quicker than regular normal grass. But we look for the yard grass to be 8 inches.
What was that, 2 weeks ago was out there?
I was
a week and a half ago.
I'm sure it's ready now.
And I was there yesterday. Yeah, and I'd like you to write this address down, 1850 Geneva, and take a look at that. And then the very last thing I have is on tire take back, was I the only person that turned in a tire?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you were. I mean, it was something, I know we discussed it in a meeting about doing it, and then...
I feel like an idiot.
At least there's one less tire.
No, I know, but I mean...
But then there's still tires dumped everywhere.
I called them...
I thought we had advertised it. I thought that it was out there.
I'm so sorry.
You're fine. I mean, Kyle, he just...
I mean, I heard it. I knew I had a tire, and I wrote it on my calendar, and I was here, with the tire.
It did him good. Stuff. He came in and did some stuff in the shop.
Because there's no sense in you getting back up. You know I'm interested in what's going on with the alleys. I know, absolutely. Jeff Wilczek told me he had a conversation with you that I did not ask him to have. I called him and asked him, are there funds to do something with these alleys?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt
you. No, I'm just saying. And he said there are funds that can be applied to the alleys. And I mean, I get many people tell me, but I've been in the alleys myself.
Yeah.
I don't have an alley, but I've been in an alley, and especially that one on Coolidge, that this property that you're talking about right here. My truck, Toyota, big truck, bottomed out at the end of that there in an alley. And I know you can't fix every alley, you can't make them roads or anything else, but they have to at least be passable.
One thing that we're going to have to do, and the board's going to have to address this, and possibly, you know, it falls into the home rule, is we have to keep trash trucks out of these alleys. We can go out there and fix them. We've got multiple alleys that we take our grindings, which we have a mountain up. We take a mountain of grindings, put asphalt in some of the holes. You get these big, heavy trash trucks going down these alleys that are wet with water laying in them. Within a week, you're back into them again. We chase our tail with all of our alleys constantly, but we will go back up there, Mike, and we will look at that one and address. But to answer your question, yes, I went to Mr. Wilczek, and not just now, this would have been probably right before we started going into our budget for this year, and we did develop a line item for that purpose. So we do have money in our alley.
And I just hadn't had a chance to speak to you about it, so I knew we were gonna be here today, so I had it put on. And there wasn't any sense in having you come back up when I could address it now.
Isn't Coolidge part of the paving project this year?
The roadway is.
Right. They're going to mill that, right?
They'll have to do a mill and an inch and a half fill. That's how they will do that.
Maybe we can use those alleys.
I'm doing everything I can. Every time we do our roads, I try to get as much of the milling.
I'm just saying, they don't even have to haul it anywhere. It's just,
put the truck and
dump in the alley and right there. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Anything else? Thank you.
You have anything for him?
I do not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay, you do not have any bills or payroll?
Nope.
All right. Moving on. Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman. I wanted to give the board an update on the status of the employees, how many have read the Employee Navigator and all the policies and procedures. I had a report last week, and there are probably, at this time, probably 15 to 20 employees. Again, the deadline was May 1. As I said, I saw the report last week. I will check again. But there are probably between, at that time, 15 to 20 employees that still haven't.
Are their supervisors aware of that?
They are. They are. I will
supervisors.
If I may ask a question, this is like we talked about the other day, because we've all, everybody in, I know the road department, we've already went in and reviewed it and did all that, but now there's the new thing.
I sent an email out where all you have to do is just review that one updated policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's not talking about the brand new one.
No, I'm talking about the actual policies,
overall
procedures, and
we still have people out there that haven't done it.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. I mean,
I can say to the supervisors, this is your accountability. Not, I don't care if someone was on vacation, this, that, and the other. We're looking at the supervisor. So that's your crew. Make sure it's done.
I spoke with Robin before she went out, and all five of us in the road department had reviewed and did everything.
Okay.
I'm sure by the end of tomorrow that fiscal can have a list of all the department heads. And if those, in my opinion, they've had 2 months.
You can't expect and to
you,
do it in one day.
If,
I know
if
it took
they haven't done it,
several times,
there
several
needs
hours.
To be disciplinary action.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this is ridiculous. Ask grown adults to read something for 2 months and they can't get it done. That's a problem.
So it doesn't go on to, the way I look at it, it's not something that's going to fall on the, I'm not going to ask for discipline on the employee, it's going to be on the supervisor.
Yes.
Because that's your department, your people, you need to make sure that that's done.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Mazur?
Yeah,
we've got a lot of stuff.
I apologize. These are going to be lengthy. It deals with nuisance properties and junk vehicles.
Can I, I'm going to interrupt you just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, I'm going to open up the floor since we've been going long, and I know you have other stuff you need to get to. If anyone has a question about the programs that she talked about, I know she gave Chief some stuff to hand out, but I like, you know, she come here, and if you have questions, I'd like to open the floor now. Everybody good?
Wait a minute, we have a question. Do you guys have a question?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand. It's just like anybody can do a savings, or what's the criteria there?
For the stable account?
Yes.
So there, you would have to be diagnosed with a disability from 0 to 26 years old.
Okay.
If you're in that range, then you'd be eligible to open up the savings account.
Okay. And what was the other one about then?
Ohio Homebuyer Plus, as long as you're an Ohio resident and above the age of 18, then you can go to a participating financial institution, so any bank or credit union that has partnered with our office, and you can open up a savings account with them, and minimum put in $100, and then interest rate will build off the money you put in, and the idea is that you could use that money for either the down payment for a home or closing costs. So there are two separate programs, both savings accounts. So I could see how there was like slight confusion there.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's no time. I mean, they can just keep on cashing, you know, putting money in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time frame that it's going to stop.
Nope. The only thing that stops for Ohio Homebuyer Plus is for the first 5 years of the account, there's tax incentives where family members can contribute up to $5,000 a year and then later write that off in tax season. After 5 years, the tax incentive stops, but it's your money, your savings account, so you can put as much money into it, up to $100,000.
This is good for young kids.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The pamphlets, my business cards for Stable and Ohio Homebuyer Plus are with your chief. I didn't realize how long it was, so
we
apologize.
No, we apologize. We've kept you a lot longer. I should explain to you that the meeting might go long.
Oh.
It's great seeing you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
And we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for bringing her in. That's some good information.
No,
Mr. Mazur, I apologize for interrupting
you're,
you, but I knew
fine.
She had to
you're
move
fine.
To another meeting.
You're good. The first resolution I have is 2024-061. It's a resolution providing notice of the intent to remove structurally defective, insecure, and unsafe structure owned by Columbus Partner Investments LLC, located on Franklin County Parcel 140-007496. And whereas the property located Franklin County Parcel 140-007496, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, and currently owned by Columbus Partners Investment LLC, is burned by a building burned in a fire occurring on June 5th, 2023, resulting in a total loss of the structure and contents. Whereas the structure has been declared a nuisance, insecure, unsafe, or structurally defective by William R. Toole, the building inspector on behalf of Franklin Township, on or around March 7th, 2024, and whereas pursuant to the provisions of the Ohio Revised Code 505.86, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, is authorized to provide for the removal of any structural defective, insecure, and unsafe buildings or other structures within the township, and whereas pursuant to the provisions of the ORC 505.86, prior to the removal of any insecure, unsafe, or structurally defective building or other structure, the board shall give notice to the owner and lien holders of record of its intent to remove the structure and provide an opportunity to request a hearing. And whereas it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under the provisions of the ORC 505.86 in order to remove the structurally defective, insecure, and unsafe structure located on the property. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the following resolution be, and it is hereby adopted, that the Board orders the following action in connection with the property. The Board hereby declares its intent to remove the structure. Pursuant to the provisions of the ORC 505.86, the Board directs the Township Administrator or his designee to obtain a title search for the property, to prepare the required notice pursuant to the ORC 505.86, and to notify the owner and all holders of legal or equitable liens of record on a property as listed in the title search that the structure thereon has been found to be structurally defective, insecure, and unsafe by the Franklin Township Building Department. And further, the structure must be removed to the satisfaction of the board or arrangements made to remove the structure within 30 days from the mailing of said notice. The notice shall provide the owner and lien holders of record the opportunity to request a hearing before the board. If said request is made to the fiscal officer of the township within 20 days after which the notice is mailed. If no hearing is requested within the time provided above, or the structure is not removed from the property to the satisfaction of the board shall make an order removing the structure, and all expenses incurred shall be reported to the Franklin County Auditor for entry upon the tax duplicate as a lien upon the property and for collection and reimbursement to the township's general fund as provided in the ORC section 505.86, except as otherwise permitted thereby. All formal actions of this board concerning related to the passage of this resolution were taken in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be in force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
This is the old Ponderosa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hearing that, and I would make a motion to accept the resolution as written, and I would ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Ma'am, can you give us a roll call?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Thank you.
The next one I have is Resolution 2024-062. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves 80 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of 4/21/2024 through 05/04/2024 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Has all statutory requirements been met on this?
Yes, sir.
All right. So moved as the resolution's written, and I'd ask if there's any discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
Chief, I'm starting to see a pattern here that, does this guy want to come back to work? Because it keeps going and going and going, promise after promise. I mean, I'm starting to feel, I mean, we've seen a lieutenant with a worse situation, and he was back doing light duty and et cetera, because he's been gone now, what, 8 months, 9 months?
No. He's coming close to his 6 months of injury leave.
Six months? And how much is he allowed until infinity?
6 months.
No, 6 months. It'll run out. I've talked to him multiple times. I've asked about light duty. I got a report from the doctor that was sent to me and Steve. Says he can't work special or light duty.
So my question would be to the board, just from stuff that grumbling that I've heard. I think we need to invest in, we're allowed to, per contract, send him to our doctor. I think that needs to happen, because I think as soon as that happens, suddenly I think things could change.
He is scheduled, like the chief said, we just talked about this earlier this week.
Yes.
He had his return to work extended from May 2 to May 13th.
And then it'll be extended again. We're seeing extension after extension after extension. At some point, due diligence to the taxpayers, it's $250 to have him go to BWC or one of our doctors to get a second opinion. I think that's warranted if it keeps moving forward like this.
I would have to agree with you, John, on that. If this moves again, we need to have a resolution sending them to our doctor, chief.
And will you make that possible for the next meeting? Because if we have this again, I want to take me as one person. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I would like to bring that to the board's attention that we move to have him examined by our own doctor.
But John, also we can't compare injuries to another person.
I understand.
I just wanted to make sure that's on record that we're not comparing two people.
But what I was comparing is the light duty. You know, we had light duty. That's what I'm talking about. Not so much the injury and how long a person heals. It was the fact that there was.
I have to question if we should have even been talking about it in an open meeting. Just so you know.
I'm sorry.
I have to question if we should have even had this conversation in an open meeting. Just so you know.
I think it's the only way that we could have.
Okay. Understood, and I'm new, and if that's the case, I'm a little leery of this conversation.
Sure, I understand.
And that's why I'm not speaking, so go right ahead.
So I second it. If there's no other further questions.
Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. And I would, thinking back, I would have concurred with you.
Gentlemen, the next thing I have is a motion to accept the resignation of former police officer Tim Myers, which became effective 4/19/2024.
I have a question on this. My question is why is this on your docket?
I just put it on here. And lots of times I put things on here so I don't forget. Okay. When they come up, I just add it to the agenda.
Okay. So moved on the motion to accept his resignation. Give me your agenda away again. Someone.
Okay.
Go right ahead. I need a second on the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I now have resolution 2024-063. It's a resolution to proceed with the removal of a building located at 1776 Little Avenue. Whereas the Franklin Township Fire Department has found that the building located at 1776 Little Avenue in Franklin Township to be structurally defective and unsafe. And pursuant to the ORC 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings and corrective measures if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. As per resolution 2024-039, which is attached, is when the trustees were first presented with this structure. The township administrator provided the required notice of at least 30 days to the owners and lien holders of record of the board's intention to remove, repair, or secure the property if the unsafe condition of the property was not corrected, as well as its intent to schedule and hold a hearing about this matter. Whereas, to the board's knowledge, no corrective actions have been taken or arrangements made at this time, and it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under ORC 505.86 in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe condition of the property. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that the board hereby determines that the building located on this property must be removed pursuant to ORC 505.86 and authorizes and directs the township administrator to either one, order township employees, materials, and equipment to be used to remove the building, or two, enter into a contract to be paid from the township's general fund with a suitable person or persons in order to have the building removed, and all costs and expenses incurred in such work shall be reported to the Franklin County Auditor for collection as provided in the ORC 505.6. This resolution shall take effect and be enforced from and after the date of enactment. And like I said, there's an attachment here from your original resolution. The notice, the letter of notice that was sent out by Nicole to the lien holder, property owner, homeowner.
So moved as the resolution is written. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. These properties, not John, go ahead. These properties, is this something that our road department can tear down and handle? Because I know other townships are doing that.
Other townships do that. It's a possibility, but again, it all comes down to workloads.
Okay.
Does Jim have the time and the ability to drop?
I get it. Just throwing it out there.
We just had a property, and the address, I'm sorry, the number just left my head, on Plainview, that we worked with the land bank, and they demolished the house just recently. And I will get the address for you. It just.
1240 Gladstone.
Which one?
1240. Gladstone. What did I say? Plainview?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They
blend.
It's all Plainview. It's like Gladstone dead ends into the property. The Plainview is the main street.
Glad she's here. Next resolution is 2024-064. It's a resolution to proceed with the removal of a building at 3688 Plainview Drive. Whereas the Franklin Township Fire Department found the building located at 3688 Plainview in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to be structurally defective and unsafe. Pursuant to the ORC 505.86, the Board of Trustees is authorized to remove, repair, or secure structurally defective and unsafe buildings if corrective measures are not taken within 30 days after notice to the property owners and lien holders of record. And as per resolution 2024-037, you'll see it attached. The township administrator provided the required notice of at least 30 days to the owners and lien holders of record of the board's intention to remove, repair, or secure the property if the unsafe condition of the property was not corrected, as well as its intent to schedule and hold a hearing about this matter. Whereas, to the board's knowledge, no corrective actions have been taken or arrangements made at the time. It is in best interest of the township and its residents to proceed under ORC 505.86 in order to correct the structurally defective and unsafe condition of the property. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that the board hereby determines that the building located on the property must be removed pursuant to the ORC 505.86. authorizes and directs the township administrator to, one, either order township employees, materials, and equipment to be used to remove the building, or two, enter into a contract to be paid from the Township General Fund with a suitable person or persons in order to have the building removed, and all costs and expenses incurred in such work shall be reported to the Franklin County Auditor for collection as provided in the ORC section 505.86. And this resolution shall take effect and be enforced from and after the date of enactment.
So moved as the resolution is written. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Roll call, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Now, I have multiple junk vehicles, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the resolution for the first one in detail, and then for the subsequent six or seven, I will just highlight exactly what the resolution is intended to do.
We all thank you.
Yeah. You had to read each and every one of those.
Oh, my goodness. We'd be here all day.
Where's lunch?
It'd be like Congress.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a if we have to read all through those, we're going to take a reset.
The first one is Resolution 2024-065. It's a resolution declaring, motor vehicles located at 1603 Humphrey Avenue, parcel number 140000321-00. Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to the ORC 505.871. Whereas pursuant to section 505.871 of the ORC, the Franklin Township Board of Trustees is authorized to determine that a motor vehicle located on private property is a junk motor vehicle within the meaning of section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code, and order the property owner to remove any such junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of service of written notice. And if the property owner fails to remove or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicles from the property within said 14 days, the board may proceed to remove junk motor vehicles from the property and enter the cost of such removal upon the tax duplicate for the property, or cause the removal of the subject vehicles by a motor vehicle salvage dealer or scrap metal processing facility pursuant to the ORC sections 4737 and 4738. And whereas the board found there is a motor vehicle located at 1603 Humphrey Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43223, in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, known as parcel 140000321-00, that the junk vehicle is 3-year model years old or older, apparently inoperable, extensively damaged, and otherwise constitutes a junk vehicle pursuant to sections 505.871 and 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code, whereas it's in the best interest of Franklin Township and its residents to proceed under 505.871 of the ORC in order to remove or have removed the junk motor vehicles from the property. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that the following resolution be and is hereby adopted. The board hereby determines that the motor vehicle located at 1603 Humphrey Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43223, in the unincorporated of the township, which may be generally described as, in this case, a Jeep Cherokee, with badly cracked windshield damage to the passenger side, missing rear passenger side wheel. Registration has been expired for 2 years. This is a model year. It's 3 years or older, apparently inoperable, and thus constitutes a junk motor vehicle as defined in section 505.173 of the ORC. The board hereby determines that it is in the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under 505.871 of the ORC, and the board hereby orders that the record owner of the property, or the executor for the estate of the record owner, or the lawful representative for the record owner, remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of receipt of written notice of passage of this resolution. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or the executor of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of lien of record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871C of the ORC. If the record owner, his representative, or executor of the estate of the record owner does not remove or cause removal of the junk vehicle from the property within 14 days of receipt of notice of the passage of this resolution, evidencing the board's intention to remove or cause the removal of a junk motor vehicle from the property, then the township administrator is authorized to order employees and materials and equipment to be used to remove the junk motor vehicle from the property, enter into a contract with a motor vehicle salvage dealer or scrap metal processing facility as defined in sections 4738.01 and 4735 of the Ohio Revised Code for the removal of the junk vehicle and all costs, expenses incurred in connection therewith, in any amount not to exceed $500 shall be paid from the township's general fund, which funds are hereby appropriated for the purpose. The board hereby directs the fiscal officer to certify any and all costs and expenses that the township incurs in the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property, together with a general description of the property, to the auditor of Franklin County, Ohio, for entry upon a tax duplicate as a lien upon the property to be collected as other taxes and returned to the township's general fund. All is provided in section 505.871 of the ORC. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of the board that result in formal actions were taken in open meetings to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted thereby. The resolution shall take effect immediately upon passage.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
So moved as a resolution. Can you read that one more time? So moved as a resolution's written. Ask for any discussion. I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call. Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
That was painful for me, and I wasn't reading it.
Hopefully, we can just do ditto and do the addresses.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
This resolution 2024-066, again, it pertains to the previous resolution and to a junk vehicle. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1716 Jackson Road, parcel numbers 140001028-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle, and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines that a motor vehicle located at 1716 Jackson Road, Columbus, Ohio 43223, in the unincorporated township, which may be generally described in this case as a maroon Dodge Dakota, unless having been not been moved in over 2 years, no hood, rusted lower portion, 3 year expiration registration, and it is three model years or older, apparently inoperable, and constitutes a junk vehicle as defined in section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board hereby determines that it is in the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under section 505.871 of the ORC, and the board hereby orders that the record owner of the property or the executor for the estate of the record owner or other lawful representatives for the record owner, remove, provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle within 14 days of receipt of notice from the passage of this resolution. The board hereby directs the fiscal officer to certify any and all costs and expenses that the township incurs in the removal of a junk vehicle from the property, together with a general description of the property to the auditor of Franklin County for entry upon a tax duplicate, as a lien upon the property be collected as other taxes and returned to the township's general fund. All is provided in section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of the board, and all deliberations of the board resolved in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC 121.22, except as otherwise permitted. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as written. I'll ask for a second.
Go ahead.
Discussion, I'm sorry. Now I'll ask for a second.
I'll second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And that was the condensed version.
How many more to go?
Six.
This is resolution 2024-067. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1646 Jackson Road, parcel numbers 140-002980-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines that it's in the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under section 505.871 of the ORC, and the board hereby orders that the record owner of the property or the executor for the estate of the record owner or other lawful representatives for the record owner remove or provide for the removal of junk motor vehicles within 14 days upon receipt of written notice of the passage of this resolution. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner as representatives or the executive of the estate and to the holders of liens of the record on the property of the board's intentions to remove, cause the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871C of the ORC. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning relating to the passage of this resolution were taken in an open meeting of this board, and all deliberations of this passage have resulted in formal actions were taken in open meetings to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted thereby. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as it's written. Ask any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
Second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes, you're wanting to adjourn, aren't you?
Yeah. I just feel bad you guys have to go through all of that for each individual.
We have resolution 2024-068. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1694 Hopkins, parcel number 140-002-340-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines it's in the best interest of the township and its residents. The board proceed under section 505.871 of the ORC, and that the board hereby orders that the record owner of the property or the executor for the estate of the record owner or other lawful representatives of the record owner remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of receipt of written notice of the passage of this resolution. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or the executor of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of liens of record on the property of the board's intentions to remove cause or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.87 of the ORC. The board hereby directs the fiscal officer to certify any and all costs and expenses that the township incurs in the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property, together with a description of the property, the auditor of Franklin County for entry upon tax duplicate as a lien upon the property to be collected as other taxes and returned to the township's general fund. All is provided in section 505.87 of the ORC. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of this board that result in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted thereby. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as the resolution is written, and I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. I'm assuming if any of you have any discussion, speak up.
Sure. Oh.
Resolution 2024-069 is a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1825 Hopkins Road, parcel numbers 140-003-186-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines it's in the best interest of the township and its residents. The board proceed under section 505.871 of the ORC, and the board hereby orders that the record owner of property or the executor for the estate of the record owner or other lawful representative for the record owner remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of receipt of written notice of the passage of this resolution. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or the executor of the estate of the record owner, to hold up and holders of the liens of record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871C of the ORC. The board hereby invites or directs the fiscal officer to certify any and all costs and expenses that the township incurs in the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property, together with a general description of the property, the auditor of Franklin County for entry upon the tax duplicate as a lien upon the property to be collected as other taxes and returned to the township's general fund as all provided in section 505.871 of the ORC. The board finds and determines all formal actions of the board concerning related to the passage of this resolution were taken open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of this board that result in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted, and this resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as written, and I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Get you a big drink.
Three to go.
You're counting them down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's counting them down.
There's actually, I think it's four to go.
There's four to go.
Four to go. Yeah.
Shut up, Lindsay.
Looking to see if I can maybe condense these down a little bit.
Address and
vehicle.
We're not telling you.
Everyone's shaking their head. Yes, just address the vehicle, please.
I mean, I think we got all the other stuff down in public record.
Resolution 2024-070 It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1620 Harrisburg Pike, parcels number 140-001660-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner as representative of the executor of the estate of the record owner and to holders of liens of record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871C of the Ohio Revised Code. Board hereby directs fiscal officer to certify any and all costs and expenses as the township incurs in the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property, together with a general description of the property, the auditor of Franklin County, Ohio, for entry upon the tax duplicate as a lien upon the property to be collected as other taxes and returned to the township's general fund. All is provided in section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of the board that result in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved. As written, and I was for a second. I'm starting to understand why congresswomen and men step out for the reading and then just step back in when it's their time to vote.
I'm not touching it.
Resolution 2024-071. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicle.
I didn't ask for a second.
Yeah. You already got it.
I got a second. We need a vote.
Yeah. Tim.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lindsay. Sorry, Steve. Go right ahead.
Don't start over. Just pick up.
Right where you left off.
I'm feeling peer pressure.
Just address, vehicle. We know everything.
In the bottom line.
A resolution 2024-071 is a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at Little Avenue, parcels number 140-00324-8-00, providing Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or the executive of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of liens of record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board. All deliberations of the board resolved in formal actions were taken in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the ORC section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as written. Ask for a second.
I'll second.
Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Yes.
We're getting that too left.
Resolution 2024-072. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1829 Little Avenue, parcels number 140-00324-2-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representatives, or the executive of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of liens of record on the property as the board's intention to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property is provided in section 505-871C of the Ohio Revised Code. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board and in all deliberations of this board that resulted in formal actions were taken in open meetings to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to the Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved as it's written. Ask for a second.
Second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Last one.
I don't know. I might have a couple more.
As painful as it is,
don't
imagine the people living next door to this job.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So they're happy that the stroke of a pen is going to alleviate them from having to look at it.
I'll just say this. If you can't fall asleep at night, pull this video up and watch it.
Yeah, we're
just this portion.
Resolution 2024-073. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 2506 Franklin Avenue, parcel number 140-000671-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or the executor of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of lien of record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in 505.871C of the ORC. The board finds and determines that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the passage of this resolution were taken in open meetings of this board, and that all deliberations of this board resulted in formal actions were taken in open meetings to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including but not limited to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22, except as otherwise permitted. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage.
So moved, and I'll ask for a second.
Yes.
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Razor.
You deserve a round of applause.
Yeah.
No homework tonight.
Capital City will be busy.
Yeah. But the residents will be happy tuning in and out.
A lot of these people have been waiting for a while, so.
Good work for you and Nicole.
Nicole,
painful as this is to sit through all these, there's a lot more of these that we could do.
Believe me. And that's.
I had your folder.
It's interesting how they're all clustered together in a
Anything else for us?
No, sir.
Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything?
Real quickly, for the people residents of Lowell Drive and in that area, BP is looking to expand its building and put fuel depot in the grassy lot behind them. So they're going to want to allow semi parking in the open grassy field and basically beside me, and purchasing that property for sale. Certain residents that have already taken it upon themselves and been to city council and et cetera, and they said that since it is a C2, they need more than that. So I don't know what's going on. I've got a message into the city. Their building is coming down in the next month or so. So they're looking to push forward.
Which building?
The actual building that they're in now.
The BP.
So I don't know, understand how they never notified the township, and they're putting it right on top of.
You got that? The bus station boats, okay.
Yeah, and they should have notified residents to have an opportunity to speak. I'm contacting the city now to ask, did that part of it get dropped? Is this something that's already been passed? But you'll notice a lot of survey, a lot of painting, and things going on. That's all I have.
I do not have anything, Mr.
Nor do I, sir.
Then at 1:59, meeting's adjourned.